Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, his album I'm Alive, I'm Dreaming in stores now, and he has a new single called Young Forever, which we'll be playing later tonight with the Daily Download. Joining me in studio, Jordan, a.k.a. The Ready Set. How are you, Jordan?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jordan, can you pronounce your last name for me, please?
Yes, it is Witzigruder, and it's deadly to say.
Bad that's news. The reason why you changed to
That's the Ready Set. That's a big part. Big part.
Did you ever think of just shortening your last name instead of changing it altogether to The Ready Set?
Kind of. I mean, I obviously don't really go by The Ready Set, like, personally. It's just sort of like, I wanted to do the band name thing to kind of give the whole project kind of like a theme. I just wanted to have like a, I guess like a just a vibe to it. And The Ready Set, what it actually means, sums up what the whole thing is to me.
Does it surprise people still when, you know, they expect like a huge band or like a, you know, like maybe a 4 or 5 piece band to walk in sometimes to a room and sometimes it's just you?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty understandable. I mean, the band name thing's obviously confusing, but I mean, whenever I tour, I have other people with me. I have a live band with me, so it's kind of the best of both worlds, I guess.
No, yeah. Absolutely. And you're on tour right now, of course, on the Glamour Kills tour. Jordan from The Ready Set here on the Ralphie Radio Show, and then you're getting ready for Vans Warped Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong. According to Wikipedia, it's your first Warped Tour.
Yes, wow, I've never played it before. Yeah, Wikipedia. I've never played it before, but I've been there a couple times. Last time I went, I was like 14, so it has been a while. But I'm excited to see how it has changed.
How old are you now?
I'm 21.
Wow, so it was a long time ago.
7 years, yeah.
Jeez, oh man. So, I mean, and now, not only are you going, but you're not just, I'm not trying to hate on any of the bands on Warped Tour. Some bands are more, I guess, obscure than others.
Mm-hmm.
You have a platinum-selling single that you're going on Warped Tour with.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you're really diving headfirst, I guess, into the Warped Tour experience.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I know Warped Tour, for a lot of bands, it's kind of that thing where you go on it and it's a thing that can, like, make or break you. And there's a lot of new bands on it, which is really cool. But I'm excited to go into it with sort of like an established fan base and everything, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing the crowds and just seeing how it goes.
The term that I hear tossed around a lot by people that go on Warped Tour is it's summer band camp.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Have you asked any of your other peers like how to prepare for Warped Tour? No, because it's a grind.
Yeah, I mean, everyone that I know says it's like the most fun but also the most difficult tour to do. And we've done like summer festival kind of tours, but I know this is like the ultimate one. Like, you're pretty much in hot weather all day playing in like 110 degree days. You never know what time you're gonna play, so we'll see. I mean, I think it'll be cool. It'll be definitely a new experience.
Absolutely. Jordan from The Ready Set here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, you know the song Love Like Well, platinum selling single. Congratulations again on that.
Thank you, man.
And now you got the new single Young Forever, and you're really kind of taking things, I guess, in a different direction from what we would expect from an artist on Warped Tour, in the sense that obviously the first big single you worked with J.R. Rotem, and now this one you're hooking up with the Cataracts, who, of course, if you don't know, produced Like a G6.
Yeah, I definitely think, for me, is I want to make sure that I never put out the same song twice. I want to make sure everything's always, you know, switching. I don't want to, you know, make anyone bored. Like, I want to make sure that I'm always, like, you know, changing it up, and I don't really want to get locked into a certain style. So I can almost guarantee that the next single after this one will probably be completely different too. I want to make sure that I'm kind of just all over the place.
You like working with all these different producers, though.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What have you learned from working with the Cataracts and, of course, J.R. Rotem?
A lot of it, I think, is just, I just learned a lot about songwriting. That's the big thing. A lot about just like structure and how to make the best parts of songs kind of shine through, and just how to make things hit the hardest. Really, it's just a huge part, especially with writing pop songs. I mean, it sounds like that would be the easiest type of music to write, but the trick is trying to find a way to make something really relatable and catchy, but make it, you know, like, have your own kind of style to it, make it as artistic as it can be.
Definitely. Again, on tour right now with the Glamour Kills Tour. Look for him and his band this year with the Vans Warped Tour. Jordan and The Ready Set. Jordan, thank you so much for making some time, brother.
Thank you so much, man.